Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, knock on wood. I should give a quick heads up to our radio stations out there, KJJR, KINX, everybody else. So here at our Montana Talk studios, I did notice that our lights were kind of flickering a little bit there. First, I wondered, I'm like, am I blinking too much? Did I drink too much coffee? What's going on? No, the lights were actually flickering. It's raining. It's cloudy. As you know, the high country here is going to get a lot of snow over the next couple of days or so. But, yeah, we're getting some rain outside of our Montana Talk studios. So I see the lights flickering. So just a warning that if all of a sudden you don't hear us, that means we might have lost power down here. But just a warning. Hopefully it doesn't actually happen. Knock on wood, whatever other thing you think you want to do to prevent it from happening. But man, it's like a taste of the Green New Deal electricity policies of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester, because they don't want to keep the lights on for you, do they? I mean, they're tearing. In fact, I just saw, this is a random start for you this morning. I just saw this video. I think it was the NRCS or was it the USGS over in California? They were bragging about tearing down one of these hydropower dams on the Klamath River. And it's just like we are literally witnessing the destruction of this country right before our very eyes right now because of the people in charge in Washington, D.C. And to me, that video was just so symbolic of, you know, you think about the sacrifice and the work that was done to build this country into what this country is today and how they are just destroying it piece by piece, attempting to destroy it piece by piece. And that video to me was so symbolic, but their Green New Deal energy policies where they want to tear down these dams in the Pacific Northwest where they, you know, are attacking Colstrip and the coal-fired power there and so much more. It's just crazy. So when I see the lights flicker, it's a reminder of how important these elections are here over the course of the next nearly 3 weeks here. Hey, we got a great guest joining us here right after the break. You guys heard me talk about this story yesterday on Montana Talks. And if you've been on our Montana Talks website, we've got the full video. Dane Fletcher, the former Montana State Bobcat football great, who also stood out on the field in the NFL. Well, he's also a Bozeman business owner who cares deeply about his community. I had one of our listeners sent me this video early yesterday morning with Dane Fletcher going off on Bozeman City leadership from hunting camp. It was a great video. It was high atop the hillside somewhere at hunting camp. I think it was on Friday, heading into the weekend, and he called out the city leadership. He called them out for the crime, for the illegal aliens, for the transients, and so much more. Dane Fletcher live right here on Montana Talks right after this break. He's joining us from Bozeman. We'll turn it over to Dane Fletcher right after this. And then after we catch up with Dane, we'll have phone lines open for the rest of the morning.
Justice. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Man, I had a bunch of things I wanted to talk about on Wednesday's Montana Talks, but we ran out of time because we got so many great phone calls from people all across Montana. We got to hear what you wanted to talk about, and you got a chance to be heard all across Montana. With less than 3 weeks to go before Election Day, we better do the same thing all over again for Thursday's show. We'll keep the phone lines open for you so you can weigh in on the big news stories of the day or maybe bring up a point that nobody else has brought up yet. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, Dane Fletcher, let's jump right into it. What an honor to have you back here with us on Montana Talks. Dane Fletcher, thanks for standing up and speaking out. Great to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm proud to be on the show. I think it's awesome what you guys do, Aaron.
Well, you're too kind. Hey, over a year ago, so a little background for our listeners, there was all sorts of craziness happening in Bozeman, craziness happening with these transient encampments, kind of like the stuff that we got used to seeing in Missoula over the last couple of decades. Now it's been soaring in Bozeman as well. Transient encampments, illegal aliens, the Mexican drug cartels are operating in the Gallatin Valley. And then there was, tragically, a young girl was raped by a man who was apparently living in a tent. And you went off about a year ago. We had you on the radio talking about all of the safety challenges facing kids in Bozeman, Montana right now. And then, you know, about a week or so ago, we see these headlines in the Bozeman media, and they made it appear as though the city of Bozeman was going to crack down on some of this stuff. But then we find out, oh, no, they're not cracking down on it really at all.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I mean, that's how they want to display it and act like, you know, they're playing the good cop, bad cop in this whole deal. But it's, you know, if you just read between the headlines of what they're actually inputting, it's their own agenda, and it's pretty easy to read.
So take us to hunting camp. One of our listeners sent me this video, and at first I see you, the bobcat great, talking about being in grizz country. I assumed you were sounding off on, you know, all the grizzly bears that are out there that are getting out of control, the grizzly population. But no, you were calling out these Bozeman city leaders. You said, hey, here's where hunting camp is. If you can get your butt up here, come up here and talk to me in person. That's how fired up you were.
Yeah, man. I mean, and I do mean it. They always preach, like, we just want to meet with you, and we want to talk to you guys and the public, and we're here for everybody. It's like, all right, well, come meet me, because you won't come to my business. You won't come to anybody's house that I know, but you're willing to go to these campers and these bums that are living in the streets for free and hear their opinion. How can you help them when they haven't asked any business owners, any homeowners, gone to their house, gone anywhere to ask, you know, hey, you're the taxpaying community here, like, maybe we do care about your opinion, your voice as well, which they don't. So you get to a point where you're like, yeah, okay, well, if you mean, come on up here, which, I mean, is comical in itself because of how I mean, you just look at how soft and beta this commission is. There you go.
Everybody knows, of course, the Bozeman political leadership has just gone hardcore left. You know, pre-COVID-19, we had a bunch of Seattle, you know, San Francisco-type folks move in, very liberal, very blue, and so they've turned Bozeman into just this very liberal-led city. And so that's why we're seeing policies like we've only gotten used to seeing in cities like Missoula. How bad has it gotten in Bozeman with regard to the transients, with regard to the illegal aliens committing crimes and more?
I mean, it's bad. You know, just from knowing the judges in town, the cops, the fire department, hearing the day-to-day stories that are going on. I don't know where the Chronicle is in all this. Well, actually, I do. But they're not painting the true picture. And so that's where, you know, people like myself, you guys are huge to, you know, let people actually know the facts of what's going on in this state and in our towns, because, you know, these communist companies now are getting bought out by what's going on, and these liberals, and they're not telling the truth in their stories or their headlines. So nobody actually has a clue how bad it really is and how many calls there truly are to these encampments, to the illegal immigrants, everything of that nature. It's terrible. And so that's why we just got to stay on the pulse here.
Yeah, last week we were the first one, the first Montana, I guess you would say, media outlet to link the two stories, if that's what you want to call it. So KBZK TV had a story about a young woman who was apparently raped after being taken out of a downtown Bozeman bar. Well, then separately, the immigrant crimes account on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, said, huh, you know, they don't name the guy in their news story, but there's a guy in the Gallatin County Jail listed on their public roster who is on an immigration hold for ICE, who is charged with basically rape. And it's like, why does it seem like the local media has to do backflips to protect so-called migrants, right? I mean, we've seen illegal immigrant after illegal immigrant end up behind bars for various crimes.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I don't know why it's such a challenge to just get us the facts, but I guess facts just aren't even a thing anymore.
And you sounded off a video that you posted last week at just after the Bozeman City Commission basically, you know, passed a policy that goes soft on these, you know, transient encampments. You posted a video where you talked about just that. You talked about the illegal immigrant crimes. You talked about the young women that have been raped in Bozeman and in the Gallatin Valley. And yet I'll see news stories in some of the local media where they will say, hey, we seem to have an issue with safety in downtown Bozeman, but they never once really say anything about illegal aliens and migrants and transients and things like that. It's just outrageous to me. But Dane Fletcher, of course, you've been calling it out. One of just, you know, one of those local business owners who is stepping up, standing up for your local community and especially the kids. Dane, we got to take a quick break here. Stand by. I want to get your take on what the Bozeman City Commission did, or shall we say, did not do with regard to the transient invasion in particular. Stand by. We'll be back with you right after this break.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Jumping right back into it here with Dane Fletcher. By the way, go to montanatalks.com. You can see the full video. Dane Fletcher goes off on Bozeman leaders from Hunt Camp. He's now with us here live. Dane, talk through what the Bozeman City Commission did, or shall we say, did not do last week. Because, like I said in the opener this morning, they tried to make it, in some of the local media reports, they tried to make it look like the Bozeman City Commission is actually cracking down on transients when they're really not.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're playing both sides of the field once again, and I called it the video the afternoon before the commission meeting. I'm not even going to go to that meeting because you know the outcome of it is they paint these pictures. They don't come and listen to anybody that comes to speak because nobody was in favor of this. But what they want to do is just kind of like slide down the middle and give these urban campers what they really want. They're going to live on the streets for free still, but they might have to go get a permit for 30 days at a time with, oh no, like a $25 fine if they stay there longer. Again, it's not even a slap on the wrist at this point. The commission's just giving them what they want, but they're going to come out into the newspapers and make everybody believe they're doing the right thing to keep the community safe and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's just BS all around.
I caught up with you briefly during the break, and, you know, I mentioned, hey, we got listeners right now in Billings, at Kalispell, they've been, you know, having a big debate over what to do with their transient crisis as well, because obviously we want to take care of those that are truly homeless, especially people there that live here, that are from here, that fall on tough times. But what ends up happening is you have these pro-transient policies, and this was what Missoula has shown the state. You have pro-transient policies, you end up becoming a recruitment ground to bring transients on top of illegal aliens into the state of Montana. And so, you know, our listeners in Great Falls and Kalispell and elsewhere across the state are dealing with these same types of debates. But you made a great point during the break. You said, look, guys, and you're not downplaying the importance or the significance of the November elections with the U.S. Senate race or with the presidential race. But you made the point that, look, we can't just rely on Tim Sheehy and Donald Trump to solve all of these problems for us. Expand on that thought a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought it up. It just, everybody thinks that Trump and Sheehy wear these capes, and the minute they're elected, hope, God forbid, they are elected. I mean, I hope they are. But that everything's just going to be fixed, because it's not an overnight deal, you know. And it's one of these things where that's why I'm so vocal in just the Bozeman community and hopefully speaking up for the state of Montana, is it's got to come from other leaders, other sources all around to step up and put not only eyes on it, but let everybody know that your opinion really does matter. I'm not trying to get anybody fired, but if your company is against you being more outspoken about what's going on and calling a spade and facts, facts, then maybe that's not the right company for you anyways. Because on the other side of the ball game here, you have these far left liberals that this is how they invade. They're outspoken. They're doing everything they can to hurt our communities, hurt our kids, look at what's gone on in Bozeman the last 3 years. And, you know, and how they attack you is, say you are against, you know, men competing in women's sports. Oh, you're a homophobe. And then they put you on this label of you're a homophobe. And then it's like, no, I'm not a homophobe. I have plenty of gay friends, and that's fine. What I am is I'm against men beating the crap out of women. Like, and you can't do that. So this is how they pinch you in corners, and they're so cautious about how they do that. Yet they're the ones so outspoken and allowing the, you know, it's, they creep and they creep and they give and they give. And, I guess they take and they take. That's all these people do, is they take. And everybody else is hard working at home, doing their thing at work, and trying to stay in their own means. When this, honest to God, is not the time to stay in your own lane right now and just, mind your own business, because although that's what we're taught growing up, that's just not the reality of what's going on in politics today and everyday, you know, life. You got to be more outspoken, and you got to just put your foot down on what you believe in, whatever you believe, but you got to put your foot down now.
Yeah, that's right. When you talk about, you know, look, you hope that Tim Sheehy wins the election in the Senate race. You hope that Donald Trump wins the presidential race. Yeah, but I think of them. Okay, maybe they're like the quarterback, but if that quarterback doesn't have a line there to defend him and somebody to throw to, he's going to get smashed. And so we all need to be in the fight. We all need to be on the playing field right now. And you mentioned, you know, men and women's sports. It sounds like that's something the Bobcats and the Grizzlies are united on. I stopped and saw a couple of, student athletes that are going to be with us at the Fusion Fights in Missoula this weekend, and these young female student athletes at the University of Montana were calling out John Tester for voting against women's sports. So I think it's great that these young women aren't afraid to stand up and speak out. So why are these old men sometimes afraid to stand up and speak out?
Yeah, because they're not men, you know that, Aaron. But you know, I read an article the other day on, you know, Nevada, and I was actually very proud of the University of Nevada until a certain point. Because it said that, hey, they're playing, the Nevada volleyball, women's volleyball team is going to somewhere in California, I believe, and they're not going to play this team because they have a transgender male on the team, and they don't want to get hurt, which that person has hurt females before. And so I've looked into this article. I was like, cool, that's good for Nevada to step out of this and not, no. But of course, it's not Nevada. It's the girls out on their own making their own stand against this and saying, We're not competing against this. We don't want to get hurt. It's not ethically right. And the list goes on. Yet Nevada keeps the game on because they don't want to intervene in between. And that's where I call BS. Like, and I'm against Nevada now because they're not stepping up and protecting their girls. And if I did have females, I would never allow my kids to go to Nevada after this. You have one shot in life to show your character, whether it's at university, whether it's your family, whether it's the man in the house or the female at the house. It doesn't matter. But a lot of times in life, you have one shot to show your character what you mean, how to step up. And if they didn't step up in that moment that's crucial to protect those girls, then they don't deserve my respect ever.
You know? I saw
kind of like the NCAA allowing these, you know, in the swim meets, you know, to – so I'm kind of going off, but
no, you're good.
The NCAA, and now they kind of backtrack and they say, oh, maybe we won't allow males to compete in female sports. No, it's too late. You need to step on this a year ago.
You're exactly right. And this ties in with our conversation a few minutes ago about local media. Look at the local media that ignores a lot of these, you know, illegal alien crime stories, or they downplay them. They've also either ignored or downplayed this topic, this issue, which I truly believe is the sleeper issue of the 2024 elections right now. Dane Fletcher, I got to ask you, you know Bozeman, you played for the Cats, you're a small business owner, you got a great pit training facility gym there in Bozeman. The U.S. Senate race, the New York Times came out with a poll that said Tim Sheehy is up on Liberal Senator John Tester by 8 points. But the crosstabs were interesting. My friend Greg Franks called in. He looked at the crosstabs on that. Tim Sheehy is doing remarkably well in the Bozeman region in particular. Even though Bozeman went very far left pre-COVID-19 with all the, you know, Seattle, San Francisco imports, do you think there is hope for Bozeman to turn back the other direction?
I mean, if there is, this is the last draw on everything with the commission. I mean, it comes down to that study commission. Is everybody needs to vote conservative on that. I'll post on my Instagram who to vote for if you have any questions today. I got that from, you know, the Republican side to help me out with everybody that asked me who to vote for. But mostly, most important is, yes, I think, you know, I think this is our chance to put our foot down and save the character of what has been Bozeman until we got to this point, really, a couple of years ago. And how do you vote against a guy like Tim Sheehy, who served for the American people as a, you know, a Navy SEAL? These ads of Tester are so bold to come across Sheehy, and the way he's going about it is so wrong to me. I mean, I'm not about political banter anyways, but this is so beyond wrong of how this guy, how Tester is trying to paint Sheehy, in my opinion, as a war hero. Like, Tester, what have you ever done in life? You sat on a tractor. Maybe that's what you're at least portraying. I don't get it.
Yeah, he's such a phony. And the fact that he never once said thank you for your service, like, give me a break. Like that just ain't even Montana right there. You can't even thank a veteran for that. I've got Democrat friends I've served with, and you can very easily say thanks to all who have served. Well, Dane Fletcher, this has been awesome to catch up with you. We're going to have open phones coming up after the next break where anybody and everybody gets to weigh in, jump in on the conversation here. Do you have those names ready yet for that study commission? Because there's like 15 names on the Gallatin County ballot, I think I saw, for that study commission. If you don't have the names handy, or you do have them,
I'm gonna post it today. I'll post it right after this, just so it's there and it has everybody on it.
Oh, perfect. All right, great. I will then try to keep an eye on your Instagram page, and then we can share that, because that was one of those things. A few listeners reached out to me. They don't know how to vote on these judge races. They don't know how to vote on things like, well, who should be the Gallatin Study Commission commissioner? And there's like 15 different names on that. So I know folks will look forward to hearing who you recommend there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be honest. I got this list from the Gallatin Republican Women Committee and Renee, and that's been a really good resource for me just to get help on the things that I need. So this isn't all me. It takes a team. And that's what I'm excited about, continuing the process of just building the team in each community and helping everybody out. And everybody needs to help each other out with this stuff.
Those Gallatin County GOP women, I'll tell you what, they're doing great work. They are definitely taking the lead there in the Gallatin Valley. And thanks to Renee for sharing your Instagram videos with me as well. Dane Fletcher, an honor and a pleasure. Thanks again for your time. Thanks for standing up, staying in the fight.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Aaron.
All right. Appreciate it. Great to hear from you. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. If you got something you want to talk about, I think we got a couple callers already on the line. They've been patiently waiting here. We got phone lines open for you as well. Or you can send us a quick message on our Montana Talks app. That was a great chat with Dane Fletcher. I didn't even know, you know, if he had, you know, a pick for the Senate race or the presidential race. But I just thought we'd be talking about transients and illegal aliens. But then again, if you're concerned about transients and illegal aliens invading Montana, well, of course you wouldn't support Liberal Senator John Tester because he's responsible.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
By the way, we were talking about crime in the Bozeman area, crime in the Gallatin Valley with Dane Fletcher there just a few minutes ago. On our Montana Talks website, we have another news story here, just a horrific story here. A 35-year-old man from Belgrade was camping near Big Sky, and authorities are now saying that his death was a homicide, that he was murdered while camping in a tent near Big Sky up near Moose Creek Road. Anyway, a passionate plea from his sister was shared on the Gallatin County Sheriff's Facebook page. I'll try to share that audio with you here before we wrap up the hour. All right, into the phone lines. Oh, one other quick thing here. Owen in Belgrade, Owen sent me a message. This is the list of names for the Government Study Commission candidates. First, Gallatin County, they've got Renee Flynn, Jeff Krause, Josh, is it Sadaj? I can't remember how to pronounce Josh's last name. And then Josh Taninga. Klaus Taninga, Robert Webster, and Steve White. So those are the names they vetted for the county candidates. And then for the city, Roger Blank, Deanna Campbell, Emily Daniels, Harrison Howarth, and Stephanie Spencer is the list of names that they are recommending for the city study commission. So anyway, if you've got any questions about that, I'm not going to read the whole list again, because just go check out the Gallatin County GOP women and you can get the full list there. Let's see. Let's go to Francis in Big Fork first up on the phone lines. What's going on, Francis?
Well, I talked to my cousin in North Carolina, and you remember you heard that 200 people had been killed. Well, she said that counts. She doesn't understand why the media won't say anything. But there is at least 4,000 bodies, and every day they're calling for more body bags, and 90-some people are gone. They don't know what happened. Their whole towns were wiped out. And, you know, well, it's pretty much a Republican area, so you can see why they were so slow getting stuff out, and they don't want to let anybody know how many people got killed. That's our government and our mainstream media. They are horrid.
You know,
and John Tester is a damn communist that is leading it.
Well, Francis, thanks for calling in. Yeah, what a tragedy following Hurricane Helene. I don't know if you saw this story. Haley Monaco had a report for KTVQ television here. A gentleman from Park City, Montana. He lost his parents in that storm. He had apparently a bunch of family back in North Carolina. And I'm looking at the story once again here. It caught my eye earlier this week. But this is a man who lives in Park City, Montana. His parents were killed in that storm. 11 members of his family killed by Hurricane Helene. 11 family members killed following a mudslide in Hurricane Helene. So definitely keep that family in your prayers here as well. Brad Wright, I believe, is his name here, as I'm looking at Haley Monaco's report once again. And yeah, and thanks to John Jackson, who joins us every Tuesday on the show when he filled in for me. couple of weeks ago, or was it 2 weeks ago now? I think it was when he filled in on this 8 o'clock hour of the show for us. He just did great coverage of, you know, getting the truth out from on the ground in North Carolina, where he's got a lot of family back there. Francis, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Rock calling in from the middle of nowhere. Rock, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I wanted to make a comment on, I think his name's Jared from Anaconda.
Yeah, one of our nice Democrat callers out of Anaconda. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, seems like a good guy and everything. But
real good guy, yeah.
I find it interesting that he, about voting for John Tester. I'm voting for John Tester. But it's because he likes him. He's met him and he likes him. He's voting with his heart.
Well, and Jared's a Democrat. Jared's a Democrat, and he's a, you know, real liberal Democrat, too. I've talked with him about a number of issues. And so what to me, some folks that look, if you're a liberal Democrat and you've always voted Democrat, you're going to continue voting Democrat. What I found more interesting is that he's still going to vote for Greg Gianforte. I think it's the first time he'll ever vote Republican, but he's voting for Governor Gianforte. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, all he has to do is look at Tester's voting record, and make up your mind if that's what you want. You know, the closing of the Keystone XL pipeline and girls in boy or men and women sports and whatnot. It's just you know, take a look at his record. Don't vote with your heart just because you like somebody. It just, you know, when you do that, you're making a mistake. Bongino always says it. It's not a popularity contest.
Yeah.
It's about what are they doing in the position that we voted them into? So,
well, that's the thing. Anyway. Like, I think John Tester is actually a phony. I think he pretends to be nice when he meets people. I mean, all politicians are typically good at that, right? I mean, Hillary Clinton, Rock, I would guarantee you, if you've never met Hillary Clinton before and you met her, if you ran into her at a cafe, you know, in Belgrade or whatever, you'd be like, wow, she's really nice. It was really nice to meet Hillary Clinton. I've met Hillary Clinton at least two or three times. But again, look at Kamala Harris. Even Kamala Harris can pretend to be nice, right? But if you saw her in the Bret Baier interview yesterday, you saw the real Kamala Harris. You now know why 92% of her staff quit, right, Rock?
Exactly. So anyway, Jared, wake up, man. Dan Bongino says, you can vote your way into socialism. You have to fight your way out.
Yeah. All right, well, Rock, good to hear from you. Yeah, I won't tell you what my mama said. I won't tell you what my mom said. She, I didn't even get a chance to watch the Kamala Harris interview yet. I forget. I think my wife and I went to the gym, I think, after the little governor debate. So I hadn't seen the Kamala Harris interview yet. I watched it later on. But I won't tell you the word my mom used. But my mom was like, wow, are you watching the way she's talking to Bret Baier? So my mom was certainly turned off by it. John Jackson, the Joker from X, he said, well, I won't tell you what he said either, but he said, he's the one who said, there is the Kamala Harris that had 92% of her staff quit right there. All right, speaking of the women's volleyball team, Dane Fletcher mentioned that. Where's the story here? Another NCAA volleyball team refusing to compete against a team with a biological man on it.
University of Nevada Reno's women's volleyball team forfeited a match against San Jose State. They are now the fifth team to do so. An athlete named Blair Fleming plays on San Jose State's women's volleyball team. And according to a class action lawsuit aimed at protecting women's sports, Fleming is a male. The lawsuit claims school officials told the players to, quote, not speak about Fleming's sex or gender identity with anyone outside the team. Fleming's roommate and team co-captain, Brooke Slusser, says she's not okay with this. Slusser joined the federal lawsuit. She says she's worried about Fleming's powerful spikes hurting other players. Slusser ultimately says she doesn't feel it's right for Blair Fleming to compete on the women's volleyball team.
Yeah, what is that now? Five different college teams of women have now refused to play against the team with the man on it. Good job by these women standing up, even if some men out there can't do it. Let's go to, Lee in Kalispell. What's on your mind?
Yes, you were mentioning about Tester being a phony. I think I called the other day saying how great a Republican he was. But that's not why I called. I got the voting for Tester. Tester, you want to keep the borders open. If you keep the borders open, more fentanyl will come across. But if you close the borders, you may be saving lives here in the United States because in the future. And you might be saving your own life for that matter.
That's right. It's a life or death election, if you want to put it in that types of terminology. Let's see. I think, are we already hitting the break here? No, we still got another minute. Okay, I thought we were hitting the break there. I was a minute off. Yeah, Lee, carry on. Sorry about the interruption.
Okay, and like I said, you might be signing your own death sentence because I'm not talking about the illegal drugs or, you know, marijuana or something like that might be mixed with it. I'm talking about the fake drugs that come across the border.
Even bigger than that.
If you get a hold of one of those, you're still just dead.
So I know nobody really cares about the governor's race here in Montana. Governor Greg Gianforte is trouncing gun control advocate Ryan Fussy Bussy. But there was a question about missing and murdered indigenous women. And it was what Ryan Bussy didn't say that's even more telling than what he did say. I'll save that one for the 9 o'clock hour. We got Willie in the Paradise Valley next up on the phone lines right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I've had elections where I'm advocating for a particular candidate, and I've lost those elections. It's disappointing. You know that somebody is a better candidate. They don't win, and although sometimes Republicans have put up awful candidates, but, you know, this is an opportunity to secure your border, to end inflation, to lower your taxes, to bring back law and order, have better schools, to get us to energy dominance, which will make the country rich, to restore America's place in the world, and to deal with, you know, the people that they've let into this country unvetted, including murderers, rapists, other violent criminals, gangs, cartels, known terrorists, but we don't know where they are. I mean, it's an opportunity to turn all of this around.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, everyone. The 2024 election is on our doorstep, and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are knocking on your door. They're pushing for higher taxes and even taxes on unrealized gains. Could you imagine that? Paying taxes on something you never took profits on? What would that do to the economy? Will they come for your retirement savings? Will they come for your house? Who knows? But don't wait to find out. Learn how you could protect and diversify everything you've worked for with the top-rated precious metals company, GoldCo. GoldCo has over 6,000 five-star reviews, a bunch of awards, and has helped people just like you purchase over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD to get your free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Learn how precious metals like gold and silver could help you. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Paid for by GoldCo.
201-6263.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Let me look at my calendar before I say this, just to double check. Yeah, we've got the entire 9 o'clock hour open for you and your phone calls as we take you statewide on 20-plus signals across Montana. One person, though, that I would really like to – I want all of you to call in, but one person in particular, Ray Thompson. I think I shot him a text message. I think I messaged one of his kids. Ray Thompson, if you're listening right now, please call in the 9 o'clock hour or shoot me a note back. We can schedule you a time to get on the show, Ray. Friday night at the Lincoln-Reagan-Trump dinner in Kalispell, Ray shared two things, just two things. I want him to share those two things with us on the radio. such incredible insight from such an incredible entrepreneur and man of faith, Ray Thompson. So, Ray, if you can, call in here in the 9 o'clock hour. I want to hear your two things. Let's go to Willie in the Paradise Valley next. Willie, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. It's wet and snowy over here in the Paradise Valley, so that's good.
Maybe that is good.
Fire, so. The other thing is I'm thinking the Dems are up against the ropes almost, because right now you're not supposed to put political signs in the bar or what state easements and stuff, but they're going around doing that right now, and it's interesting that they think they can get away with that when you're not supposed to do that. And it don't seem like the conservatives, they all play by the rules, but naturally the Democrats don't. So they must be feeling like they're really pressured there, especially on these initiatives and whatnot, fussy bussies deal. That'll mean nothing. That's just good toilet paper. But the other thing is, again, and everybody's been saying that you need to call your neighbors. There's neighbors out there who don't know who to vote for on the initiatives and the Supreme Court justices. So get on the phone. If you get a hold of one neighbor, get a hold of them and educate them, because there's a lot of uneducated, low-information voters out there. We need to get them on board here so in the next couple of weeks here. So if we don't do that, we're going to pay for it. So don't take anything for granted and get out there. And if you know one neighbor or whatever, and Dan Bongino has been saying get to 10 people, but if you get one person, that every vote's going to count. So I'm
That's right.
reiterating that to people, to get out there and talk to your neighbors.
No, it's so important. And when people text you, get them as much information back as you can, and then encourage them to share that information with their friends. I'll tell you, it was so cool. Yesterday after the show, I hand-delivered my ballot to the elections office and made sure that I got my vote in. Folks, it's so helpful to vote early. That's why President Trump is talking about this. It is so helpful to get your vote in and vote early so that you can then devote your efforts to getting other people out to vote and to vote the right way. But also, you help the Trump campaign. You help these Supreme Court candidates like Judge Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson. You help their campaigns when you vote early, because then when they know that their people already got out to the polls, they don't waste resources trying to get you to get out and vote or try to get you to vote the right way. They know your ballot's in, so they can use their very limited resources to focus on the other voters out there. So that's why that's so important. But yeah, very cool. We had an 18-year-old vote for the first time too, which is just awesome. Hey, let me tell you about another opportunity that's out there right now. I know we got a lot of boomers listening, but you don't have to be a boomer to have pain in your hips or pain in your back or pain in your joints. Sometimes you can get that pain even in your early 30s, especially that arthritis. The bone-on-bone constant pain, that can really be miserable. But look, I get it. You don't want to get hooked on those opioids. You don't want to get hooked on those pain pills. And you don't want to get surgery unless you absolutely have to. Well, QC Kinetics specializes in regenerative treatments. They've got cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief without the surgery, without the drugs, without the downtime. They use your body's own healing properties to heal your body. You can call QC Kinetics for a free consultation right now, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.